through it in detail, and we went through the Hakdama last time, and we saw with the Yesodos. So now let's see the first Mechaber. The first Mechaber says, Havara ochel mitoch tzolos. If a person selects, he separates out ochel, food that he wants to use, he wants to eat, mitoch tzolos, from material that is not worth eating. It's, in other words, parts of the fruit or vegetable, whatever, that are not edible and have to be just sort of discarded. Or if he has two types of food, they're both edible, both could be eaten, but he picks one out from the other, he separates the two of them, and he does either of these things, either the ochel from soilus or the ochel from ochel, he does it b'napa uv'kabara. If he does it with napa and kabara are strainers, sieves, these are tools, kalim, that are designed for bora. They are the type of utensil that is specifically used when you want to do bora. So the din is chayav. That's an iser daraisa. Even if he bora ochem psalas, he took the good from the bad, and even if he's going to eat it right away, or he has two types of foods and he's going to eat one of them or both of them right away, makes no difference, because he did it with a keli, and the type of keli that is designed to do bora with it, and therefore it is an iser daraisa. Yes.
So let's say that somebody's serving soup, and you have, like, I don't know how to say this word in English, it's like the big spoon, but you also have spoons that they have like holes in it. If you use one of those holy spoons to take a piece of potato, it's that borer. In your plate, like you're taking a, you're only grabbing the potato, a liquid is going down, you're separating whatever you want with an utensil.
If you're doing that in order to strain it, since you want the potato, you want the salad, or the potato, or whatever else, you know, the vegetable in the soup, and you don't want the liquid, right? That's your intention. You use that in order to strain it. Then yes, then that is an example of a tool of a keli, which is designed for borer, and you would chayv. Now, sometimes a person uses that either because it's the only thing around, it's the easiest thing to, you know, to use. It's called a slotted spoon. He has a slotted spoon, and he doesn't necessarily, he's not even trying to select or separate the ochel from the liquid, and maybe it's the type of thick thing where hardly anything goes through. Then that's a different story.
It
does, in the sense that yes, in other words, certainly to be chayiv.
So if a child has just for the carrots and the mother tries to give it from the soup, that's the issue, right?
Right, but she shouldn't.
Has to come with other vegetables.
Or she could use just a regular fork or spoon. That you're allowed to do. If he's going to eat
just to take from the soup.
If he's going to eat the carrot right away, yeah, if he's sitting down to eat that.
But he wants in the soup, and serve him in the plate, from the pot.
Right.
He wants only carrots.
Right. Okay. Fine. He wants only carrots, and he's going to eat the carrots right now. So you could take a fork or a regular spoon and pick up a carrot, because that's ochel, that's the good from the bad, the ochel from the psalas. And that's considered using your hand, even though you didn't physically put your hand, you don't put your hands into a pot of soup. You need some soil, you need a spoon or something, but it's not a spoon that's meant for selecting, right? So it's a regular spoon, the same spoon you used to eat with. So that you're allowed to do.
So if you eat it right away, so if you have a bowl of vegetables, you like only the tomatoes, and you're going to eat it now, you could take just 5 tomatoes and put it in your plate and eat it.
Yes. You just can't use a keli that helps you separate the tomatoes, that helps, you know, separate this from that. You could use a regular fork or a regular spoon, but you can't use something. But tomatoes, I don't know what else you would use. So, but as long as you just use your hand or use a regular fork or spoon, you can. Yes. Because you've met all three conditions. You took the good from the bad, right? The tomatoes from the rest of the salad. You use your hand, or the equivalent of your hand, using a spoon, a regular spoon or fork is equivalent to using your hand, and you've done it for immediate use.
So what is the iser then?
The iser is, number one, let's say you don't want tomatoes, you want everything else, so you pick out the tomatoes and put them away, and you leave it, and then you eat the salad. I want the lettuce and the cucumbers. I don't want the tomatoes. That's an issa d'oraisa. Or if you do it for later, you can take the tomatoes out. I'm not eating now. I'm eating in an hour. So I take the tomatoes out, so nobody else should eat the tomatoes. I don't want anyone to eat the tomatoes. I take the tomatoes out and I put them in a bag and put them in the refrigerator. That's an issa d'oraisa because you did it for la'achar zman, not for miyad. For la'achar zman, issa d'oraisa. Or if you use some sort of keli that, you know, separates.
So, by serving soup is not no iser if somebody's asked only for squash, only for carrots. I don't like this.
But not if you use Reb Chaim's spoon. If you use his slotted spoon, then it is an iser. If you use a regular spoon and they're eating
and
it now,
you focus only on the carrots.
Right. And they're eating it now.
That doesn't call boiler.
That's the permissible form of boiler. That's boiler derech achila, which is mutter.
And if you, while you're taking the pieces of carrot, you put the spoon on angle so you let the water go back to the
so if you have in the case of Teruvus, you can't do that. If you have a mixture,
you cannot.
In other words, if you, let's say you want to totally drain, let's say you just want the carrot,
yes,
and you don't want any liquid.
Yes.
So if it's okay, let's say you take a ladle and you pick up, you get a ladle full of carrot and you hold it against the pot and let it drain off, that cannot do that. It's usher to do. Because there you have, first of all, that might be called the bad from the good. That's a shaila, which is called when you strain like that, which is called the bad, which is called taking from what. But in any case, you use the keli to help you strain it, right? You didn't use your hand or regular food. You use this way. You use the spoon against the side of the pot, and that forms a strainer. So that's okay. Asadu, right? So that would be Asadu. They only want the carrot. They don't want any liquid. And you need the, you know, you strain off the liquid. That would be mamish Asadu.
The ladle, is it cleaver?
No, not if you just do that. But if you use it against the side of the pot, yeah. Or, again, it's clear, it might not be a d'oraisa, but it's definitely a keli. It's definitely a keli that it's not considered an extension of your hand. Even if you use the pot cover, if you use the pot cover against the pot and you want to, say, pour the liquid off of the soup, and or, you see me pour like all the liquid out and just leave behind the salad, that would be awesome.
But if you do it with a regular spoon, can you count that as your hand?
You can, but only if you're just picking it up.
It up.
Right. Not if you're using it, using it as a strainer against the side of the pot. I just want to bring out that many people, when they talk Paiskim or Rabbanim, when they talk about Borah, they point out Borah is one of the few malachas where we're dealing with the possibilities of an Issa D'oraisa so easily, and the difference between an Issa D'oraisa and Mutter is sometimes very slight, like we just brought out now. Often, in many areas of Hilchos Shabbos, it's Shas with the Rabbanans. Even if you did it wrong, very often, it's a rabban. To mamish be over nisa deraisa is much less common. But by borer, it's not that way. By borer, and I heard two rabbanim point out that the first five seifim in the sim and shin yutes say chayiv. Chayiv means chayiv min deraisa. Chayiv chatas, right? Means excuse me. Means it's a nisa deraisa. The first five seif in a row talk about, you know, have the word chayiv in them in the shin yutes, which is unusual. So the as I say, the difference between something being absolutely mutter and being chayiv min haTorah, chayiv chesrom skila if a person did a b'mezer, or chatas if he did a b'shogeg, is very fine, and that's why you really have to know Hilchos Borer to keep Shabbos properly. Okay, so the Mechaber says you use a nap of a kabar, you use a real strainer to separate the two types of foods, chayiv. Even if you're securing the one you want. If you use Kanon of Tamchoy, these are other types of kalim which are not strainers. One of them is like, it's like a cone-shaped thing, which it helps a little bit. You know, you put the food in one end and some stuff comes out the other end, some stuff doesn't. But it's not a really designated borer keli. So that's Pater Avalas. If you did that, it's still usser, because borer is only mutter with your hand, or the extension of your hand. These are not extensions of the hand. These are kalim, which are designed for borer, and therefore it is usher to use them.
If it's two people, one likes the tomatoes and one the cucumbers, so for him this is garbage, and for him it's this.
So
they can eat it right away.
Okay, so that many poskim say, or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Pirvagadim has a little bit of suffix about it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins this way, and I think others, that if you take it and give it to the person who will eat it right away, that's mutter. I have my salad. I serve my portion of salad, and as tomatoes, there, I don't like tomatoes. I like everything else here, but the cherry tomatoes, I don't like. I said, do you like cherry? I love them. Are you interested? Sure. I'll eat any cherry tomato you give me. So then I can give it to him, as mutter. But if I just take it out and he says, yeah, put it on my plate and whatever, I'll that's not good enough. He has to agree. I mean, put it on your plate if he's going to eat it now. If he just says, yeah, that's me, yeah, don't worry, yeah, just give it to me. But you have to make sure he's a fresh date. If he doesn't understand the significance of it.
The wife, the mother could, in the kitchen, she knows already what the kids like. He don't mind, but he wants only cherry tomatoes. She's going to pick for him the cherry tomatoes, and the rest she's going to give for the other kids.
She could do that if they're all eating now. Yes, if they're all eating now, she could divide it up the way. Yes. What I did see, where Shlomo Zalman says, though, but for an animal, you can't do that. Meaning to say, you're allowed to be boer even for an animal. Let's say you have to, you're feeding your animal, which you're like you have.
Your own, only your own.
Well, it's not so much an animal that needs a human. If you have a horse and you ask me a favor to feed your horse, I can feed your horse too. Pshat has to be an animal that needs needs an owner to feed it, not a stray animal. Once it needs an owner, it doesn't make a difference whether the owner feeds it or his next door neighbor feeds it. The point is just that it can't be a stray animal. It has to be an animal that's dependent on the person. So whatever it is, okay. So, let's say I have an animal. I'm allowed to, and this animal food here, it's not even fit for human consumption. People would never eat it, but it's animal food. But it's mixed with pebbles and stone and dirt. The animal's not going to eat it that way either. He needs me to, he might be an animal and he's not as picky, but he's not eating rocks. So I need to pull out the food from the rocks. I'm allowed to do that. Beforeish, the Be'er Halacha brings that down. Afilo kedei lahachal the behemah va'ofes la'altusher as a prima godim, and it's beforeish to sefta. That's mutter. But that Rosh Shlomo Zalman says here that you can't do this trick. Let's say I have in my salad plate whatever it is, let's say just the tomatoes. I don't want the tomatoes, but I know if I the dog will eat the tomatoes, or my rabbit will eat the tomatoes. He says that you can't do. To pick it out and give it to the rabbit for the altar, says that's not mutter. If you're taka feeding your rabbit and you need to pull out ochel from sodas to give the rabbit, you're allowed to do that. But you can't really, if your matara really is just to fix up your own food. And you just say, how am I going to get rid of these tomatoes? I don't like these tomatoes. Oh, he'll eat them, so that's fine. If he's a human being. But an animal, he says, you can't do that. Okay, but most of us, we're not dealing with animals. We're dealing with invention. And yes, you can give it. If your wife will eat the tomatoes, or your son will eat the tomatoes, you can do
when
that.
You say that we have to eat them right away, do we have a shiur for that
yeah,
right away?
Yeah, we'll get to that. Maybe not right away, but we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Then what's called off. That's a whole topic also. Okay. The birer biyado, but if you did the selection with your hand, kidei lecho la'altar, in order to eat it la'altar right away, mutter. It's mutter, right? The difference between chayiv, in one case is chayiv, one case is pater, meaning pater of alasur, my case is mutter. If you did it with your hand, k'del echel alter mutter. Okay, so now, before we see the Ramah, this is so far just the Mechaber. So on this, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out, he explains the types of kelim, and in Gimel, he points out, v'imbir b'yadu haydu davka ha'ochem n'apsoles, but if you take the psoles from the ochel, even for immediate use, meaning immediate use of the ochel, right? I want to eat the ochel right now, so in order to eat the ochel, the part that I want, I take out the stuff that's no good, and then I eat this chayiv, even though I did it for immediate use. But what you did was you selected the psoles, you picked up the psoles, you picked the non-food matter out of it, or the shells. They had some nuts mixed with shells, and I picked out the shells and get rid of them so I could eat the pieces of nuts, chayiv. Or even if it's not shells, even if it's food. But one type of food I'm not interested in, and nobody is eating it now, I just want to put it away and put it in the jar and save it for later, or throw it in the garbage, whatever I'm doing. But I'm not eating it now, and nobody is eating it now, I'm just removing it now, then it's chayiv. That's mamash issa deraisa. So the way to make it, the way this mutter is if you take out what you want, and and eat it, yes.
If you want to eat a fruit that you can only eat by taking out the bath, like a banana or a...
Okay, so in that case, that's halacha coming up much later, that you are allowed to peel off the bad part, the peel, the shell, right? You're allowed to peel it. That's what you're asking, right? You're allowed to, as long as you're doing it for immediate use. Because the yisod of these halachas, the reason why borer is mutter, oichel from psel is mutter, is because that's called derech achila. That's how you normally eat. You eat by taking what you want. Taking out the bad stuff is not usually called eating. That's called preparing. I'm preparing my food by getting rid of the stuff I don't want. That you can't do on Shabbos. But if the only way to eat it, or the normal way, the standard way of eating it, is to take off the peel, rather than cutting, or you could theoretically cut a banana in half and scoop out the banana from it, or cut an orange, and you could do that. But the normal way of eating is you take off the peel, or a hard boiled egg. You take the egg shell, you take it off. So since that's the normal way of doing it, that is mutter to do, provided you do it for immediate use. You still have that condition, it has to be immediate use, because that's what makes it derech achila.
So what would be the problem with the strainer again? If the strainer is derech achila, I mean, a lot of food that we can only eat using these kind of utensils.
Well, I don't know what you mean, a lot of food. No, it's usually that's a form of, you prepare your food. You don't usually eat with a keli that separates. You do it in advance, like you prepare yourself a portion or something, and then you eat it, right?
I mean, like, there's types of soups that have those slotted spoons, but it's like a fork, but it has the holes in the fork as well. So, if it's like a soup that almost has noodles in it, so that would be okay.
No, not if you're doing it to strain. Maybe if you're just using, because it's the only thing around, and it's irrelevant to you whether it falls through. It doesn't fall through. You're bechal not trying to separate anything. That maybe, but if you're doing it in order to strain it, using a keli never gets that heter of derech achila. Once you're using a borer keli, by definition, that is defined as a malacha. That is defined as a form of preparing, of setting up, not of actually eating. I'm not sure. It doesn't make a difference, but I don't think this is on. Yeah. Just having those a lot of zeros, and it's not my test paper, so I said it must be. It's not on.
Thank you.
Okay. So using a keli is never, is never considered. Achila. Okay, now, but within this idea of achila, there's a havamina, and there's a shayla in the Rishonim. What happens if you have, there's much more food than there is psolas? I mean, let's say there's the ochel is in an abundance, and there's a little bit of psolas, just a little bit there. So, even to eat, you might say, well, then the more of a stopper thing to do is just take out the little stuff that you don't want, and then even when you're sitting down to eat, rather than picking my food up from around, might as well just, pull out the piece that I want. So if you look at the follow the Bir Halacha, it's the middle of the first Bir Halacha, about four lines down. V'hinei mitalo hetik amachabashit is atoysis disfrile de ochem and apsolas who davka kish ochem maruba apsolas ha apsolas maruba derech liver ha ochel uvachal bereiruhu. Mashal is really kid. So the Bir Halacha means like this. Tosus holds, let's say you have the opposite of the case I said. Let's say you have a case where there is a lot of psolas and a little bit of food, right? There's a little bit of food and a lot of psolas. So then in that case, so Tosus holds, so then it's considered brera even to pick out the food. Because if the psolas maruba, then even if you want to prepare the food, how are you going to prepare it? You're not going to prepare it by getting rid of the bad. You'll prepare it by pulling out the good. When you have just a little bit of bad, or the amount of bad is equal or a little bit, or less than the food, then the derech is you get rid of the bad stuff. So that's why that's considered a malacha. But if you have an awful lot of psolas, primarily psolas with just a small amount of ochel, so even when you're preparing the food, you will more likely prepare it by picking out the ochel. So maybe that case, you're stuck. Maybe you can't even do that on Shabbos. maybe you can't eat something like that. You have to prepare it before Shabbos. Because if you have mostly psoles and just a little bit of ochel, so taking out the ochel is seen as a ma'aseh borer. That's called you're preparing the food. It doesn't have a shem achila anymore. Maybe it only has a shem achila when the food is in the majority. It's mostly food, or more food than psoles. And you pick out the food. That's a normal way of eating, and that's called eating. That's not called preparing. It's clearly not an act of malacha. But if it's mostly psoles, then even picking out the food is not necessarily eating. That could be defined as preparation, as preparing food. And like I said, if that would be true, so you say, then how am I supposed to eat it? I can't take out the psoles, right? The answer is enochanami. You wouldn't be able to. According to this, you would. If we would hold like that, you would not be able to eat that on Shabbos unless you prepared in advance, which is not so crazy, because you can't eat a piece of chicken either on Shabbos unless you cook it. You have a piece of raw chicken, say, well, I didn't cook it, so what am I supposed to do? I have to cook it now. In cooking for Shabbat, Chazal said, right? Mi shehechev erev Shabbos, yoechel b'Shabbos. And if you aren't making, if you didn't prepare an erev Shabbos, sometimes you can't eat a Shabbos, or you can't eat that. You have to go borrow food. Or you have to go eat something else. Not everything has an etzah. So theoretically, a mixture like this, which is primarily psoles and just a meat of ochel, might have no etzah. You might not be able to eat that on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, we see the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. Shulchan does not bring down that shita. And therefore, regardless of the ratio, even if the psoles is in the majority, picking out the ochel is still defined in halacha l'maisa as a maisa achila. You are allowed to do that. So even if it's primarily psoles, you are allowed to pull out the ochel and eat it. And that's called eating. That's not called preparing. Okay. Now,
But I have few things that I don't like, or I don't know, let's say you are eating cholent and you have the boiled hard boiled egg and you want to peel it and you have small pieces of the shell in your cholent and you want to take it out. Can I take it out with a little bit of cholent?
Oh, you're hitting all the shilas, huh? Okay.
I'm not so tired today.
So that, in other words, you say, why do you think that might be okay?
Because I'm not taking also the good.
Okay, no. So you're saying I'm not selecting good from bad to bad from good. I'm taking a mixture.
Yeah, a portion of my food.
I'm taking a mixture. It's a mixture of bad and good. That's not bar. You'd say it's not bar, right? So that's a machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in a number of places, yes, you can do that. He's thinking like you, that's not bar. If I take ochel with psoles together, then the whole ma'aseh malacha is not there. I didn't do anything. I didn't bar is separating one from the other. I didn't. I took a combination. And he says this in a number of places. And the Chazon Ish writes in the Sefer Chazon Ish that in his understanding of the sugya, that is incorrect, because he says, ultimately, what did you do? You were misakein the meichel, right? You fixed up your bowl. Instead of having a bowl of chult, which is unappealing because it's got eggshell in it. By the way, Ashkenazim don't have this problem. We don't put hard-boiled eggs in our chult. So you might want to think about that. Okay. But it can happen with other food. But so now you have a portion of food which is unappealing and not so geschmack to eat because it's got psoles in it. So zog the Chazon Ish. So if you're going to pick out the psoles along with some ochel, so you took it at Teruah, it's very nice. But lamaisa, you were misaking your ochel. That's what you did. You were misaking the food that you left behind, and that's the iser. He says it doesn't make a difference if in the maisa was two things together, but by taking out those two things, you fixed up the ochel. You corrected the ochel. And let me just point out while I'm here. There's a kasha for one of the great achronim, the Yeshuas Yaakov, asked a kasha, which the Bir Halacha brings later and discusses over here, as follows. You know, by every malach on Shabbos, we know, at least according to the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, that's how we hold, like Rabbi Shimon, that it has to be a malach at Sricha Lagufa, right? In other words, if it has to be done for either it's either the way it was the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, or it has to be done for the purpose of what you're doing rather than to avoid a situation. But what I mean is, let me give a prime example. Let's say you have something in the house And, you know, carrying from a house, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to the street, if the place where there's the street is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which means there's no Erev, and Erev won't help. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Mamshir, you live in a place where there are huge streets and there are 600,000 people walking up and down the street every single day, right? Mamish Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Daraisa. You live in the Midbar. You live in the Midbar and there's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Daraisa, which Shishim Riboy. And so if you carry something from your house to the outside, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, right? But that's if you carry something outside, because I want it outside. I want to go outside and I want to use my, take a sefer and sit outside. The weather's beautiful. I want to go sit outside and learn. So I take a sefer from my house. I carry it outside and I stop and sit down on a bench. Chiyuv d'oraisa, right? You mentioned for Shalom Rabbim, Shalom Yachim. But let's say there's something in my house I don't want. I want to get rid of it. There's garbage in the house. So I open up the door and I take the garbage and I carry out the garbage and put it outside. That's called a malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the garbage outside. I'm not carrying because I need it there. I'm carrying because I don't want it here. So it's aser, b'mid rabbanan, according to we. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even that's aser d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, even malacha shein tzricha legufa is chayim. But we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that malacha shein tzrich l'guf is pater av l'aser. It's pater from chatas. It's not in the malacha d'oraisa. It's only that's the concept of malacha shein tzrich l'guf. I'm doing something not for the purpose of it, but to not for like the constructive purpose, but just to get rid of it. That's a prime example. So frek the Yeshua is Yaakov. So by borer, when you take out psolas from ochel, why are you chayiv? You don't want the psolas. You want to get rid of the psolas. Why are you chayiv? It's by definition, at least the borer of psolas from ochel, which is one of the ways you're chayiv, by definition should be a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right? I don't need the psolas. That's why. Why is taking the psolas out of my bowl of challen different than taking the garbage out of my house? I'm not chayiv for carrying the garbage out of my house because I don't need the garbage outside. So I shouldn't be chayiv for selecting and removing the eggshell from my challen because I'm not interested in the eggshell.
Well, when someone does that, they're enhancing the good, right?
Exactly. So that's what he answers. M for the Yeshua Yaakov. The malacha borer is exactly that I'm fixing up the food. I'm taking that out to make this good by carrying. That's not the malacha. The malacha isn't. excuse me. I'm carrying something away so that I improve. You know, the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I'm carrying something out of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to improve the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's not the malacha. By carrying the malacha, I'm carrying to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to use it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And if I'm not doing that, it's a malacha shein tzrich l'guva. But by borer, Zakti Yeshua Zakov, exactly what you said. By borer, the malacha is removing the psolas to be mesak in the ochel. That is the gufa malacha. Tikkun amaychel. Okay. So says the Chazon Ish.
But when you say that you're improving the food, like, do you have a way to measure that you're improving the food? What I mean to say is, let's say you have a salad with tomatoes and cucumbers or whatever. If you take one part out, for most of the people, you're destroying the salad.
Okay, no,
even that you don't like that part, so you are not improving it for most of the people.
Okay, but I did it for me. If I did it for me, and for me, that's an improvement. For me, that's an improvement. I don't want the tomatoes. I want the cucumbers and the carrots and the lettuce. I don't want the tomatoes. So for me, I was misaki in my bowl of salad.
So it's only by the intention of the people doing the action.
Yes. Oh, right. So with this concept, with this perspective, that it's being misaki in the ochel is the malacha. So Memela says the Chazon Ish. So even if you take out a mixture, so you took out, you didn't just pick out the eggshell, you took a potato with it, a piece of bean or some of the food with it. But what did you do by taking that out? You made the ochel now edible and good. So he says you're still chayiv, and he's chayiv. But the Mishpura says numerous times throughout the siman that's what to do, because it's, and what would be the reason? Because you might have accomplished a tikkun ochel, but you didn't do the maisa brera. Yeah, there's two things. You still have to do a maisa borer to be chayiv for borer. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the maisa borer. That is the matari. Yes, the goal of borer, you know, the tachlis of the borer is to make the food good. Yes, but it's making the food good through doing a maisa brera. And if you take ochel with psolis, that's not a maisa brera.
Could you still have eichel in there? That's why,
because you have a combination. You have a taruah. You took out a combination. You didn't select. you didn't separate. What you took is not called, if itself is a taruvis, it's like, I think the Chazon Ish would agree. Let's say I have a whole mixture here of peas and carrots, right? Famous case in Bor, peas and carrots. And whatever, I don't like peas and I just want carrots or whatever, right? But what I do, so what I do is, I have this big bowl of peas and carrots and I cut it in half. And I move half of the peas and carrots there and I leave the other half here. Is that Bor? Of course
no,
not.
But enough, if someone did it enough times, like in the case of the eggshells, if you do it enough times, then you are being
you're fine, but you didn't. But I say, but you didn't do a ma'aseh bara though. I'm not saying you could even one time you misake. Could be there's just one piece of eggshell.
But eventually, when you move every single piece of eggshell, what is that? I mean, then you really have just you left
it. Right, except that each time you did it through a non-bara activity. As long as each time you took food with it, that's not the malacha. It might, again, it might be the, you might have accomplished the tachlis of the malacha, but you didn't do the ma'isa malacha, right? You didn't do the ma'isa malacha. It's like in the case the case of the house, right? I don't want this thing in the house. So let's say I open the door and then wait for hope that the wind will come and blow the thing out of the house, whatever it is. It's not windy right now, because otherwise that's maybe that. But I open the door and we're hoping that something that there's a dead cockroach there in my house and I don't want it there, right? So I don't want it. So even according to Rabbi Huda holds machshir to Rav Chai, right? If you would take the cockroach out, you'd be chai, right? But I open the door and wait for a lizard. You know, lizards like cockroaches. I open the door hoping a lizard is going to walk by my front door and going to see that cockroach, is going to dart in, grab the cockroach and dart out. And I say, yeah, you should pay. That's exactly what I wanted to happen. So did I do it? I was Mechal Shabbos? I didn't do the malach. I accomplished the goal. I accomplished the goal, and my house is now rid of the cockroach, which was my matara. But I didn't do it through. I didn't do a malacha. I just opened the door and said a kapitel tehillim that a lizard should come, and the lizard came. Yeah, tell if you want later, I'll tell you which kapitel. And the lizard came and he ate the cockroach. So I'm very happy. But I did a malacha. I didn't do any malacha. The lizard came in here. So here too, it says the Mishnah was saying, I didn't do a malacha. If you take ochel and pesulos together, that's not borer. That's not what the malacha is. So the Chazanish apparently holds that it is, as long as you, anything that gets you to that goal of being misakin, and even if it's still called the malacha. But we'll probably come across cases because it's in newer places in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So now let me ask the following question. What happens, this is the topic of the first Bir Lacha. What happens if a person did borrow on Shabbos in a way that it's not mutter? He did. He took the tomatoes out of his salad. He said, tomatoes again? Picks them up and flings them out of his salad. Nobody else is eating them. He's not so lucky to have a brother or a wife who will eat them for him. So, and he picks them out anyway. Is he allowed to eat his salad? So we know there's a whole shaila. I think we discussed it back at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, a Maisa Shabbos, right? It's a Gemara in a few places in Shas. It's brought at the beginning of Shin Yud Ches. Hamavashel b'Shabbos.
That's
the word,
yeah.
So Hamavashel b'Shabbos. If someone cooks in Shabbos, Osha Asa Achas Mishar Malachos. The Rama says, or he does another one of the Malachos. B'Meizid. If he did it B'Meizid, he knew it was Asher and he did it anyway. Asher Lo La'Olam. For him, it's Asher forever. He cooks a piece of chicken on Shabbos, knowing you're not allowed to do it, but Yitzhar gets the better of him, and he cooks the chicken, and then right afterwards he has charata. Asher lo la'olam. He can never eat that piece of cooked chicken. It's Asher for him forever. Ulacher mutal matzoy Shabbos. Other people can eat it after Shabbos. Nobody can eat it on Shabbos, but other people can eat it after Shabbos.
Right away?
Yeah.
Wait till it's cooked. It could be cooked.
No, that's only if a guy did it. But if a yid did it, you don't have to wait. Because, you know why? Because if a guy did it, we allow you to eat it right away, we're afraid. So you'll ask the guy next time again, and you'll say, I still fadin, I still have maviach. But a yid, not afraid. You ask him, he's not going to do it for you, and it's not shriach. It happened one time, we're not chayshish, it's going to happen another time, so you don't have to wait. But by a guy, you have to wait. Okay, so it's mutter after Shabbos for other people. if the person did it, he didn't really, he forgot it was Shabbos, or he didn't realize this is cooking, I don't know, whatever it was. Asur bo bayom, gam lacherim, ul'erev mutar gam lo miyad. But if he did it b'shogeg, then it's still usher, according to the Mechaber, it's still usher on Shabbos for everybody, but it's mutter after Shabbos for everybody, including him. So the only difference between Mazin and Shogeg, including the Mechaber, is the guy himself is a mutter after Shabbos. So that's by Mevashel and other malachas, it says. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there brings from the Bir Hagrav, from the Vilna Gaon Paskins, differently. This is Machlok is here. It's Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rameir. In a few places in Shas, right? In Chulin Daf Tesvav, and in Shabbos, and a number of places in Shas, you have this Machlok is brought. The Vilna Gaon Paskins, like Rabbi Meir, that if it's Bishogeg, it's Mutter even Bo Bayom. If it's done Bishogeg, it's Mutter even that day. But the Mishnah Berurah says Bishas Hatzarech. You can be miracle. I always gave the example. I mean, let's say a person has a mamash. Some people don't realize. I used to teach the girls. I used to give this example. You spilled some grape juice on your nice white Shabbos blouse, or it could be a man's shirt, and you got some wine, grape juice, chrein, whatever, you know, a stain, mamash, a big mark. Not chrein, but just a mark. Let's stick with the grape juice. And the person didn't realize. Well, look, it takes some water. Takes a little water, and he rubs it out. It's mamish and iser deraisa, right? Iser deraisa of malabain, to use water to rub out, to blot out a stain. Iser deraisa. So the halacha is, can't wear the shirt. Got to take off the shirt. Right away. As soon as, if you realize somebody says, what are you doing? What's wrong? Can't do this? No, you just chol Shabbos. Got to go take off the shirt. And now, and it's also till, according to Mechaber, till after Shabbos, nobody could wear that shirt. What happens if you don't have another shirt? Let's say the girl, you're at somebody else's house and she doesn't have anything else to wear. Or even let's say it's the only Shabbos shirt. The only other shirt you have is a corduroy. Florida nobody's corduroy, but whatever, a very weekday shirt. It's a shirt that's b'chalal not for you. You can't wear that on Shabbos. You'd be the laughing stock. Okay, so you'd be mokel. Sorry, you can be mekel if it was shogeg. If it was shogeg, you'd be mekel b'diavad. But what happens if the person did a bemazid? Let's say a person, he knew he's not allowed to, but nobody's living. Takes some water, rubs it out, and then now his heart's beating. What did I do? What did I gain already? So, according to the Mechaber, he can never wear that shirt again in his life, right? That it says. Asul
olam. For him.
For him. Is that right? Never wear that shirt.
Can he sell it?
It says you can, yeah. Good question. Yeah, all the good questions. Yeah, you can. But is that right? Is right, he can never wear the shirt again? You'll say, well, come on. I mean, bishlam of the chicken, you cook the chicken, so you can't uncook it, and you can't do anything. It's cooked. So, as I say in English, your goose is cooked. There's nothing to do about it. But the shirt, I mean, so you could wash it again, or I'll put more grape juice on it after Shabbos and wash it again. I mean, the shirt's usher forever? Is that what it should be? Let's say you turn the light on Shabbos. But a person did it, an old incandescent bulb, Issa the rice, he flips on the light switch on Shabbos, and then he becomes Baal Shuv, and he says, oh, what did I do that for? So, Usa forever, he can never be Nena from that light forever? Never be Nena, because is that true? So,
you can turn it off, it's not
going to
be the same.
Yeah,
it's going to be the same. Okay, so maybe the shirt also, so if I get it dirty again, or it's also, so okay, so totally, but you're right. You're a good point. So let's go back to Borer. I did Borer on Shabbos. Now, there were ways to do it beheter, but I didn't. I did a bit. So let's say even b'shogeg, but Mechaber Paskin b'shogeg aser b'layom. So I didn't know, I didn't realize, and I got a salad with a few pieces of onion, raw onion. I don't really like raw onion. I like everything in the salad. I like the tomatoes, like very much. Tomatoes got a raw deal tonight, but no, tomatoes are very good. I like the tomatoes, and I like the cucumbers, and the lettuce, and the carrot. But the raw onion, I'd be machal on the raw onion. So I didn't realize. I pick out. I got 6 or 7 pieces of onion. I pick them out and I push them off to the side. It's a bar, mamish, shogeg. And sometimes, what do you do? What was my head? What did I just do? So you can't eat that salad till after Shabbos. Is that much true? Can you tzlaf to Shabbos? So that's the topic of the first bir halacha. The prima god is mesupik. Vim hum halacha de rabbanan. Sorry, back to shita test. He says, I am prima god of shakasta de bidiyevit in birer. Yesh lomar de oster l'osu Shabbos. De nenem imelecha Shabbos. The Aicham is mistapik become a dvar bin yizay, but he has a few sfeikas. One of the sfeikas is maybe the whole thing doesn't pass here because it's not shayach here because I could have done it a different way. I happened to do it the wrong way. If I realized, I would have, I would have taken the good from the bad, or I would have asked somebody else. By the way, do you like? Oh, you like onions? Yeah, you're the one who put them in the salad. You like onions here? Will you eat my onion? I'll eat your onions. Fine, here, so I can give. I could have done that. I could have done it. I had to take away, but so maybe it isn't going to be us here in this case. Also, there's another svara, because even there by the Lecha Shabbos, there's a tzad to say that a malacha that doesn't change the nature of the thing, it doesn't apply. Let's say I carry something from in the Rishus Rabbin. So, is it also to use it? So there's a shaila about that. But the Chayodim has a tzad that it didn't change. You did a malacha, but nothing changed. It's like that. If you cooked chicken, it changed. If you washed the shirt, it changed. The thing you carry didn't change. So is it sad? Maybe by Baruch also it's called that it didn't change. So that's a shaila. So, okay, I don't want to miss the Baruch. So let's hold it here. Maybe we'll come back to this thing.